At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Our old, nearly senile president scheduled a cabinet meeting and then slept through the vast majority of it. While each one of his cabinet members spoke, Donald Trump was sleeping. Marco Rubio, for example.
First of all, this is a very talented team, as you've seen, and as you know, because you picked every single one that's on you deserve to make.
I like how he nods his head over, pretending like he's actively listening when he's clearly not.
First of all, this is a very talented team, as you've seen, and as you know, because you picked every single one that's on you deserve tremendous credit for doing that. It's an honor to be in this role. It's also an honor to be involved in and be a witness to what I believe is the most transformational year in American foreign policy since the end of the Second World War, at least.
Yeah, transformational in the sense that we've tariffed essentially every country except for Russia and North Korea. And we've given Russia so much leeway that they're now drafting a peace plan that is just going to absorb a lot of Ukraine. Really transformational in the wrong direction. Oh, what about the ceasefire between Israel and Gaza that lasted for 48 hours?
And it's transformational because for the first time in a long time, we have a president who basically puts America at the forefront of every decision we make in our...
No, he does not. He's sleeping through this entire thing. Okay, then Doug Burgum, the Interior Secretary, begins to speak. Donald Trump's active listening skills, not too hot in this either.
Been thrilled to be part of the National Park Service, the U.S. Park Police, part of this great effort across a number of us on making D.C. safe and beautiful. This will be the safest and most beautiful capital in the world. We are doing so many things, whether it's hundreds of homeless camps, thousands of...
The New York Times wrote about 68 articles when Biden's sleep time, or when there was a rumor that Biden went to sleep at like 7, or that his cutoff time for the day was 6 p.m. Well, Donald Trump's cutoff time seems to be 1:39 p.m. The commander-in-chief of the United States has to tap out of his duties, is not sharp, present, or coherent, which actually leads you to wonder, who's running the country? Is it Stephen Miller? I mean, Donald Trump, for example, when he was asked on Air Force One, who pardoned this person? And when he was asked about Hegseth's boat strikes, he said to both, he doesn't know anything about it.
About the strikes and the controversy around Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth.
I don't know anything about it. He said he did not say that, and I believe him.
So he doesn't know anything about that. And then a few seconds later, he's asked about a different scenario.
You've made so clear how you want to keep drugs out of the U.S.
Right.
Can you explain more about why you would pardon a notorious drug trafficker?
Well, I don't know who you're talking about. Which
Juan Orlando Hernandez.
Well, I was asked by Honduras, many of the people of Honduras.
So this guy is just easily manipulated. I was told by people that he should be pardoned. I don't really know who you're talking about. This is the guy who's falling asleep as RFK then speaks. Listen, RFK speaks... And Donald Trump,
if you were lived in New Jersey and you moved to Oregon and you got injured, you went to a hospital, you would have to spend maybe 45 minutes filling out forms on a clipboard because your doctors there could not get your healthcare records. They couldn't get your blood type.
I mean, I love this. I love how he's shaking his head as if he's listening.
45 minutes filling out forms on a clipboard.
You're not listening, bro. The next cabinet meeting, Trump is going to have like open eyes drawn on. This explains why he's never in the know when he's asked about huge things that happened. There's a lot of projection going on. Donald Trump is worried about his age, his sleepiness, his cognitive decline. So he puts an auto pen of Joe Biden on the wall, a photo of like an auto pen in place of Joe Biden, to try to project and try to draw attention to that. He talks relentlessly about auto pen investigations when he's the one who, as I just illustrated, doesn't know in multiple scenarios what's happening. Now, first of all, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Secondly, when Donald Trump did begin to speak, it was the worst, most incoherent thing ever, as usual. In one clip, he says that affordability is essentially a Democratic scam. Donald Trump is so reactively against everything that Democrats are for that if Zohran Mamdani and Gavin Newsom ran on just like hygiene, being hygienic, Trump would be like, hygiene is a scam. Or if he ran on, if we ran on any common sense thing, like, hey, maybe you shouldn't repeatedly punch yourself in the face, Trump would be like, that's a scam. Just listen to how he talks about affordability here.
And it didn't have much of an impact because the prices were very high. But our prices now for energy, but for gasoline, are really low. Electricity's coming down. And when that comes down, everything comes down. But the word affordability is a Democrat scam. They say it, and then they go on to the next subject. And everyone thinks, oh, they had lower prices. No, they had the worst inflation in the history of our country. Now, some people will correct me, because they always love to correct me, even though I'm right about everything. But some people like to correct me, and they say 48 years. I say it's not 48 years. It's much more. But they say it's the worst inflation that we've had in 48 years. I say ever, but whether it's 48 years or ever, it's pretty bad. We had the worst inflation that we've ever had.
And you've done nothing to fix anything. When Biden left office, the inflation rate was lower. It was cooling off. A lot of the inflation is embedded into the economy, so it's never perfect. It's never going to be perfect. Everything's always going to be more expensive, but it was cooling off. Trump's tariffs have directly increased inflation. And it's funny because immediately after Donald Trump rants about affordability, J.D. Vance then talks about the affordability crisis that Americans are going through. It seems like J.D. Vance is trying to message in a little bit different of a way.
In the last administration, if you look at every affordability crisis that's confronting the American people today.
Oh, he's going to blame it on, let's guess, either illegal immigrants or Democrats, Joe Biden.
It is traceable directly to a problem caused by Joe Biden and congressional Democrats. Why did
it was Biden.
Get so unaffordable? Because we had 20 million illegal aliens in this country.
Oh, he did the immigrant thing too.
Taking homes that ought by right to go to American citizens.
This is not true. There is a broader supply problem and problem with regulations. It is not simply because of illegal immigrants. The Department of Homeland Security made this post the other day where they literally do this. It's like a Nazi-esque scapegoating tactic. The Nazis would say this exact thing. They would say the Jews are the reason why hospitals are filled and your medicine is so expensive. It's the reason why houses are expensive. The reason why inflation is here. They blamed everything on Jewish people as a scapegoat. And that's what the Department of Homeland Security account, J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, that's what they're all doing with immigrants. It's being steered by Stephen Miller very clearly. But the DHS official account had this post. They said, the reason why homes are expensive, it's because of immigrants. The reason why healthcare is expensive, it's because of immigrants. Schools are filled because of it. None of this is true. Immigrants are net benefits to the U.S. society, and this demonization is actually anti-American. I am all for having a more streamlined process where people can come here in a safe and legal manner that does not take 7 to 12 years, but that is far, far different than the demonization that we see coming from popular mainstream Republicans. J.D. Vance contradicts Donald Trump's affordability messaging immediately. This then brings us on to MAGA Pete Hegseth. I'm going to make an entire other video about this, so make sure you're subscribed with post notifications on. But Pete Hegseth is essentially doubling down on the idea that they're striking narco boats. And I forgot to tell you, Trump is sleeping while he's doing this.
Control of our border. And then it's getting after and going after narco terrorists and designated terrorist organizations in our own hemisphere. As I've said, and I'll say again, we've only just begun striking narco boats and putting narco terrorists at the bottom of the ocean, because they've been poisoning the American people. And Joe Biden tried to approach it with kid gloves and allowed them to come across the border. Cartels take over community, 20 million people, hundreds of thousands of Americans poisoned. And President Trump said, no, we're taking the gloves off. We're taking the fight to these designated terror organizations. And it's exactly what we're doing. So we're stopping the drugs. We're striking the boats. We're defeating narco terrorists. And we're standing.
And Pete, you may say one thing, that drugs coming in through the sea by sea are down 91%. And I don't know who the 9% is.
I'm not sure either, sir.
But down 91% by sea.
Donald Trump then pardoned the former Honduran president 2 days ago, who smuggled 500 tons, not pounds, tons of cocaine into the United States, which far outweighs any drug traffic. And also, the drugs don't come primarily from Venezuela. That is not even how they come through. Pete Hegseth then blames admirals beneath him on this double strike. So just to run you up to speed, there were two survivors clinging onto a boat after the military struck this drug boat. Pete Hegseth had a command to, you know, kill everybody, kill all of them. So they then struck it a second time and killed those survivors, which is inherently very likely a war crime under international law. You can't kill non-combatants who are not armed, who are clinging on for their lives, who are very, very injured. It is just a war crime. Pete Hegseth, after denying this happened and having Trump deny this happened, then said, actually, an admiral beneath me ordered it. And then he keeps doing this thing where he's like, I'll make another video about this, but he's like, you know, we stand with whatever the admiral did. He's like, I don't know what the admiral did, but we stand with him. We stand with his decisions, you know.
And I will just end by saying, as President Trump always has our back, we always have the back of our commanders who are making decisions in difficult situations. And we do in this case and all these strikes. They're making judgment calls and ensuring that they defend the American people. They've done the right things. We'll keep doing that. And we have their backs, Mr. President.
Good job. Thank you very much.
Good job. Was he even listening? Was Trump sleeping during this one? Dude, he's sleeping during all of this. I can't believe it. I can believe it. But the fact that it's like the emperor has no clothes. It's one of those moments. He is sleeping, right? And his entire cabinet just keeps going and lying and churning out the propaganda. And we have to sit here debunking this over and over and over, because if we don't, the MAGA propaganda machine and Elon Musk and everybody will get millions of views on this. I mean, I'm sure Elon Musk has already reposted this cabinet meeting, boosted all of this propaganda. We are here to debunk it. So drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.